Hello, everyone. We're not going to be publishing A Hope for the Heart this week, but there's plenty you can listen to on podbean.com. So do tune in, enjoy previous ones, and enjoy this Rest for the Heart. These scriptures from Rest for the Heart this week are serious. They're talking about the absolute necessity, the responsibility we have to pray, because prayer changes things. It can change damaged situations. It can help people who are facing devastation. We have the ability to turn things round, to actually change history as we connect with God. So listen to these verses and think, yes, Lord, my prayers do make all the difference. The people of the land practice extortion and commit robbery. They oppress the poor and needy and ill-treat the alien, denying them justice. I looked for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so that I would not have to destroy it. But I found none. So I will pour out my wrath on them and consume them with my fiery anger, bringing down on their own heads all they have done, declares the Sovereign Lord. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. My eyes and my heart will always be there. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?